Wallahi, if you study the Quran and if you speak the Arabic language and if you learn the Arabic language and learn the Quran and look into the Quran, no matter what field you are in, that Quran will prove to you that there is one Allah who is in total control, and you will have the conviction just by reading the Quran. Recognizing the Creator is what turned the biggest enemies of Islam within split seconds to Islam. Let me give you an example. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know this man I'm about to speak about. He was a very big enemy of Islam. Huge enemy of Islam. One day he took his sword and he went out to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know the story. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He walked out and he had an evil intention. He met someone on the road who inquired, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to kill Muhammad." That's it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, just as a side benefit, let me tell you, all the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to clarify their names. You know, people spread rumors. What type of rumors? This man is safi. He is very low, lowly. He is mad. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَ. They cleared immediately. I'm not of that lowly level. I'm not a fool. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَ. The other anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah makes mention of them. I am not astray. ولكني رسول من رب العالمين. I am only a messenger from Allah. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was instructed not to clarify. Allah says, "I will clarify it for you. You leave it." Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the only Nabi. Turn the pages of the Quran. You won't find ever where when they told him, "You are a magician." He didn't say, "I'm not a magician." Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. Allah says, he was not a poet, nor was he a magician. Allah clarifies it in the Quran. He didn't have to say it himself. He was the highest level. So, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was going to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to kill him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that I'm going to guide this man. I'm going to guide this man. النَّاسُ مَعَادِنَ كَمَعَادِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ فَخِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُ. People are like mines of gold and silver. The best of them in ignorance will be the best of them when they accept Islam, if only but they understand. What does this mean? Every one of us, every human being has some gold, more or less, deep inside. But it's a gold that has to be mined. In order to mine gold, what do you need? Lots of effort, lots of money, lots of energy. You need to apply heat. You need to go through different situations. You need to go through different phases. And after lots of effort on this mine, you will come up with a rock which has a strand and everyone smiles. Hey, there's gold in there. And then you take the gold out and you shine it. You get 2 grams of gold. When a man stands on his gold mine, most of it, is it earth or gold? Most of it is earth. But does he say, "Beneath me is earth"? No, he does not refer to that which is lowly. He refers to that which is high. He says, "Beneath me there is gold." That's what he says. I've got gold, you have got gold. The kuffar also have gold, but it's not mined. That is what the hadith is saying. Once you mine the gold, now we are talking. Gold or silver, according to the hadith. People are like mines, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. So imagine, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was a very strong man. The only thing that happened was that strength was converted from being used in kufr into being used in Islam. It was still the same strength. Whenever I see pamphlets, negative newspapers, I make a dua. Ya Allah, in the same way you've used this person to spread fasad on earth, convert it so that this powerful strength can be used to bring the ummah together once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. The kuffar, today they are using the media to destroy Islam. Inshallah, there will come a time when the media will be used to bring about Islam everywhere. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was diverted to his own sister. Go to your sister. Charity begins at home. He went to his sister and he heard some reading. And he knocked on the door and he banged. And after some time, when he managed to open the door, he went in. These people had hid the parchments that they were reading. And what had happened? He began to beat them until he saw blood. Then he realized, this is my own blood, my sister. I'm cutting a long story short. He asked to read the papers or the parchments. They refused until and unless these people, or until and unless Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu cleansed. After cleansing, he read. What did he read? Verses which were indicative of the status of Allah. Who is Allah? That's it. Nothing else. And he just read who the Creator is. He started crying, take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were these verses? Which means when you and I realize and recognize who our Creator is, His true status, we will also become awliyaullah. May Allah make us that. Who was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? One of the enemies of Islam. He became known as one of the 10 who were granted, who were informed of Jannah before they even passed away. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Nabi who gave a statement to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, informing him that you are from amongst the people in Jannah. Whilst he was alive still. We call them al-Ashara al-Mubashara, the 10 who were granted that news, good news of Jannah. But prior to that,